The Arkansas Community Foundation has released a report on how communities statewide can take action on numerous quality of life issues. Officials from the Arkansas Community Foundation and the Craighead County Community Foundation met at the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce recently for the release of the second edition of the Aspire Arkansas report. The report provides county-by-county data on community indicators on numerous issues, such as economic opportunity, education, and health care. President and CEO of the Arkansas Community Foundation is Heather Larkin.
We unveiled the first edition back in 2011. It was an indicators report where we took certain goals for our communities and we put data sets side by side so that community leaders and individuals like yourselves could look at things like teen pregnancy, third grade math and reading scores, median household incomes, look at those that information, and then determine what you needed to do in your community. It was a wonderful success. We've had lots of good uses of Aspire. So today, in the second edition, it's bigger, it's better, it's much more improved. We've done a couple of things. One thing that we've done is that we have narrowed our aspirations for our communities down to four. These are the things that we hope for every community in Arkansas. It'll make our state a better place to live. First is education, that our citizens will have the education and training needed to compete in today's economy. Pretty simple. The second is health, that our citizens will be healthy. The third are families, that our families will be stable, nurturing, and economically secure. And fourth is community, that our people will be engaged in our communities. With those four aspirations and the data that's behind those, we think that we're well on the way to improving Arkansas, and we know that you all here in Craighead County are doing that.
The Arkansas Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization that fosters smart giving to improve communities in the state. The foundation offers tools to help protect, grow, and direct their charitable dollars as you learn about community needs. Larkin says one major need in Arkansas is how to address poverty. She says three areas of improvement are needed statewide to bring people out of poverty.
High school graduation rates, stable and nurturing families, and increasing earning capacity. Those are the three most effective ways in our state to address poverty. It boils down to what can we as a community and individuals do to move on those indicators. There's lots of things we can do, scholarships to single parents, teen pregnancy prevention programs, all kinds of things.
Craighead County was examined in numerous areas and was compared to state averages. Craighead County was at or just below the state average for the number of people who graduate from high school. 42% of students in Craighead County need remedial classes when they go to college. And while the county was above the state average in the number of people graduating from college, those who have a graduate or professional degree are above the state average in Craighead County, but surrounding counties are below state average in that category. 38% of students in school are overweight or obese, and 26% of students in the county between the grades of 6 to 12 use drugs. 67% of adults in the county are overweight or obese. Craighead County is above the average in the teen birth rate at 11.6%. And the county's above state average in the number of children in single-parent families, the number of children living in poverty, and the number of single female-headed households, all above the state average in Craighead County. And the median household income in Craighead County is just over $39,000. Larkin says the statewide numbers in the report are eye-opening.
You know, there's always numbers that are disappointing. But I think that we as Arkansans, have a pretty good idea of where we, where our challenges are. But to see it in black and white and to see it in numbers sometimes is a little eye-opening on that. So things like our high school graduation rate and the number of bachelor degrees that we have are so far behind the rest of the country. And those are things that can be fixed. These problems, when you break them down and look at them in their simplest form, you know you can make a difference. It can be overwhelming when you think, okay, we got to fix poverty, or, oh, we've got to fix education. That's big time. But when you say, okay, we need to just change lives, we need to get these kids out of high school, we need to work with this one high school to increase their graduation rate, or we need to increase the number of college graduates through scholarships, it gets easier for us to act.
Christy Appleton is chair of the board of directors of the Craighead County Community Foundation. The Craig K. County Community Foundation has been funding grants that come from endowments. The grants help different areas of need in the county. And she tells how the Aspire Arkansas report helps the county.
It tells us what we need to work for. And numbers tell the story. You can look at it and we can know that we have poverty. We can know that teen pregnancy is a problem. But when you have the statistics, then you can build your case. You can apply for grants from other areas, too. You can see where the need is so that we grant in the right direction so that we're working together instead of polarizing.
Ann Appleton says the numbers from the report help funnel funds to organizations that help meet needs.
We have established over 90 endowment funds that are committed to many worthy causes. These funds are valued at over $3.1 million in assets. Each year we accept applications from nonprofits in Craighead County and through our Grieving Tree Fund award grants. Since 2001, we have granted over $180,000. Community involvement is very important to the Community Foundation. That's what we're about. So we have a recent effort is our Hunger Fund that is now 3 years old. We have already seen this fund grow with assets of $72,000. And we're so excited because through this fund, we will award grants to nonprofits making a difference in the lives of people suffering from food insecurity.
And she says last October, over $30,000 in grants rewarded over a dozen organizations that are making a difference in communities. And Appleton says grant applications are taken and money from donations and endowments are directed to organizations. A separate report and action plan is being established to address poverty in Arkansas, especially in the Delta region of the state.